I am speaking with Connor Dugan. He has recently written for Bridge Magazine on the issue of gerrymandering or redrawing district lines. Thank you very much for taking some time to speak with us.
Great to be here this morning.
Why don't you tell people a little bit about yourself before we get into the subject matter at hand?
Sure, Gordon. I am a lawyer in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and originally from Grand Rapids. Moved back from the East Coast in August, and I'm practicing law now here in Grand Rapids and sort of writing columns for Bridge and trying to engage in some discussion of Michigan-centric issues with Bridge.
Well, State Representative Sean McCann of Kalamazoo has recently proposed legislation that would require amending the Michigan Constitution to create an independent, nonpartisan commission to draw the district lines for the state legislature and for Congress. You have written a column about this in which you say you do share Representative McCann's goals, but you believe that his proposal is destined for failure. Why is that?
Well, there are a number of reasons. The first reason I think it's destined for failure are just the questions that occur as soon as you look at the proposed legislation and looking at the bill as it's written and also the goals that Sean McCann has put forward. In particular, I think he articulates some good principles, but as soon as one gets puts them on paper, one begins to want question which take precedence. So, for instance, he wants contiguous and compact districts. He wants fair and competitive districts. He also wants districts that respect communities of interest, so in communities that share certain goals, maybe economic circumstances, political desires. And I think as soon as you start to look at those things, you can see how they could easily come to conflict. You could see a district that's sort of drawn on city lines may not be fair in the sense that it's competitive, that you may have one party that sort of dominates that particular city, but the citizens of the city share an interest and share common goals. So at that point, do you then split up the city into sort of a jigsaw puzzle-shaped district, or do you keep it compact and sort of all one district? So I guess questions just begin to are posed right from the beginning, and I don't see anything in the legislation that really suggests how those various questions should be answered. And my sort of larger point is that necessarily brings in value-laden answers, that there, you know, which of those you privilege over the others will require sort of determinations that at the end of the day are political and require sort of political calculations.
And you go on to say that Representative McCann's proposal seeks what you call a technocratic solution for a problem that begs a human one. Well, what's the human solution to this?
I think the human solution is better candidates, and that may sound trite or sort of cliche, but I think we have to work and we have to ask people in both parties to really work towards cultivating and fostering a climate in which folks who are really concerned and have a passion for Michigan rise to the top, are involved, and who really are not so interested at the end of the day in sort of maximizing party power, though of course I'm not so naive to think that that's not going to be a consideration on the part of politicians, but really are concerned about putting Michigan's interests first, and when they see a good idea, they support it regardless of who was the originator and whether or not it was a Democrat or a Republican. Now I think to play devil's advocate with my own position, I mean, the primary system, I think, can sometimes undermine that, and it often sends people who are sort of the most partisan and the most strident to the top of the ballot, and they end up winning. But I think we just need to cultivate a thoughtfulness within the parties. And I think Michigan has a tradition of this. I mean, for instance, on the Democratic side, I mean, we have a real tradition of sort of like pro-life Democrats who view things differently from sort of the common party line on that question. We also, as you stand back and you look at Michigan's history, you see that we have been a state that's banned capital punishment since the, I think, the mid or late 19th century. So we have some resources to draw upon where folks can look and see, look, we don't necessarily have a cookie-cutter approach here in Michigan to these things, and I think we need to find candidates like that, that who are willing to think outside the box. And I think that will ultimately be what helps us to avoid some of the problems that I think Representative McCann rightly points at. I mean, I think I make that point at the beginning of my column that I think his goals are worthy, and I think he's also taking a little bit of a courageous step here. It's not easy to take on the party system, which really looks to reward those in power and to perpetuate those in power. So I think there's a lot of common ground here. I just think that it's not about better systems or better programs. It's about better candidates.
One of the things that Representative McCann and other supporters of changing the way that district lines are drawn will say is that when you have the legislature determining the map, ultimately what that leads to is lawmakers picking their voters, when, of course, we the voters are supposed to be picking our lawmakers, regardless of party affiliation. Is there something to that?
I think there is something to that, and I guess that's where I would say I'm sympathetic to what those who are in favor of this legislation are saying. I mean, but again, I think that sort of begins to raise the questions of how do we determine what a fair district is. Let's take the city of Grand Rapids, where I'm from. The city itself is a pretty democratic city, and if you sort of take into account it, the city boundaries, and you draw a district based on that, you may find that voters within the city are going to be not having very competitive races, but they'll have races that are sort of geared towards Democratic candidates. Is that unfair, or is that sort of taking into account what the voters in Grand Rapids want? And I think that those questions, they're not easy ones to deal with, but I think that those are sort of inherently part of the process, and that they would still be part of the process if you had a nonpartisan commission. I think what you would see is these political questions not necessarily being pushed by the politicians in the legislature, but you'd still see these sort of political considerations being put forward and definitely being argued for in front of the commission.
Would you want to make any changes in the way legislative districts are drawn right now in Michigan, or are you comfortable leaving it in the hands of the state legislature, approved by the governor, and then ultimately the courts?
That's a fair question. As I think about it sort of on a general level, I do have objections to the sort of districts that are drawn that seem to have no necessary relation to geographical boundaries, or that seem to just take those into account, but then quickly override that consideration, so you end up seeing districts that are cut into just very, very crazy shapes. I mean, I think as I put it in the column, it's almost like a Rorschach test blot, I'm not exactly sure what we could do on the margins to deal with that, and maybe we could take some of the principles that are articulated here in this legislation and require the legislature itself to take them into account. But nothing immediately comes to mind. That doesn't mean I'm happy with the system. I'm just I think that the solution, and again, it may sound trite, it may be naive, is to sort of get better politicians in there who care more about the good of Michigan than the sort of perpetuating of power. And the other thing I think that kind of comes into play here often with this is people on both sides of the aisle can find agreement to sort of perpetuate the system that they're in. So, a legislator from a particular district might be able to agree to cut up one district to help his colleague across the aisle, as long as that colleague's willing to agree to cut his district up in a certain way to maximize his chance of getting reelected. And I guess I'm not sure what sort of systems you can put in place to override that. Again, that's where I think we need to ask politicians to look towards the common good rather than their own individual good or the good of the party.
But wouldn't a commission, even as difficult as it may be to find the right people to sit on it, it does at least create one step removed, doesn't it, from the lawmakers themselves who have to serve these districts if an independent commission is the one that draws the lines?
On the surface, I think I'd say yes, but I think at least the history that we've seen in the state of California, which has a very similar program, demonstrates that while it may seem one step removed, it just moves the politics sort of underground. And so there's a ProPublica article on this that looks into the 2010 redistricting in California, and what they found was that the Democratic Party, and this isn't a story of sort of the Republicans being noble and the Democrats being ignoble. It really was a question of who got in the game and was interested from the beginning. But the Democratic Party really used that system to its advantage and was able to send people who ostensibly looked like they were not apolitical or non-political and were advocating for certain district maps, and they often coincided exactly with what the party wanted. And that report, I think, shows that these commissions don't necessarily, on the surface, they seem to remove it and move it a step away from the political process, but they simply shift the political process underground, and I think then set up a system in which the parties are trying to game the apolitical commission.
You mentioned that one of the problems that we have here is the primary system, which often rewards the voters who are perhaps the most partisan or the furthest right or left, depending on which party's primary. Representative McCann noted that he himself is in a pretty safe district for a Democrat. I'm wondering if you've noted that there's some problems here of competing values, but if these districts are drawn in these sort of odd shapes and we still get safe Republican districts, safe Democratic districts, isn't that where the problem lies? That, in other words, you mentioned the conflicting values here, but right now these odd shaped districts are not leading to fair or to very competitive elections. They're leading to perhaps competitive primaries, but usually not very competitive general elections.
Yeah, and I think that's one place where, again, I agree with Representative McCann on sort of the problem that's there. Again, I'm not sure that his proposed solution will get us districts that are necessarily fair in the way he wants them to be. And that goes back to those various competing values that I was talking about. It seems to me that, not knowing the actual shape of Representative McCann's district, but thinking about it, I mean, if one got into the weeds and saw that his district is actually pretty contiguous and compact, and again, that's just, let's assume that for the sake of argument, it may be the case that he simply is in a district that has a certain community of interest that supports Democratic candidates, and to try to change the balance and to make it a more competitive seat, a more competitive district, might actually disfavor those communities of interest, so that the people who were able to join together and bring about their desired political goals are now limited because they're split into different districts and they don't have as much political power as they once did. And so I see the problem. The solution may actually create problems itself.
Now, you say we should go about basically electing better candidates. That's the human solution to this problem. But could the fact that lawmakers are the ones drawing those district lines get in the way of us choosing better candidates?
Yeah, I think that that's a fair criticism of the point I'm putting forward. I think that it certainly could get in the way, and I think that's where the real appeal of Representative McCann's proposal is, because there is a sense that we also see it in the context of legislators who get to sign off on their own pay raises, that there's a certain self-interestedness there. And I guess when I come back to the answer of it being a human solution, it's trying to find people who really put the good of the state ahead of that self-interest. And I'm just not sure that any program or system or technical solution will really solve that problem. I think, again, it comes down to finding folks who really understand that politics are not ultimately about perpetuating power, but about bringing about the good for Michigan and for when we talk about the larger national races, the good of the nation as well.